जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्यष्ट उदर्शद श्री श्रीमद जयसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय राधा कृष्ण गोप विनाशाम कुण राधा कुण गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय गंगामय जमुनामय की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की जय निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे और गौरीशुद्ध संबल दिघोड़ी समस्त उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय और प्रेमानंदे
हरे कृष्णा
हरे वाह
महाराज कैन आई गिव अ शॉर्ट इंट्रोडक्शन मैन शॉर्ट इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट यू short introduction about him.
First, you give Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj's introduction. Then I would be the next.
Itne log Maharaj ke paas pehle baar sun rahe hain pravachan Maharaj se? Pehle baar sun rahe hain kya? And many devotees are only there, Maharaj. Let us welcome Maharaj to Sri Radhavandam Chandra Temple. Hare Bol! सारे दुनिया को हरिनाम संकीर्तन में डुबाने वाले परम पूज्य लोकनाथ स्वामी महाराज की
श्री प्रभुपाद की। सो व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन क्लासेस इन व्हाट लैंग्वेज
आज मेनी बीरो मेंबर्स आर आल्सो सिटिंग दे हैव कम फ्रॉम डिफरेंट प्लेसेस सो आई थॉट
In
English, man.
I was hearing Hindi, English. I don't know which one. English chalega? Mata hai? Kal kya hua tha? Translation? There was translation?
Outside,
no? Outside, we have translation going on
parallel. You tell them translation को कैसे सुन सकते हैं हिंदी अनुवाद चल रहा है हिंदी अनुवाद सुनिए एफ एम 89.7 और बाहर भी चल रहा है अनुवाद हरे कृष्ण
Okay. I had to change my program. I was thinking in English and then I started thinking in Marathi.
Maharaj, if you wish to give in Hindi, you can give Maharaj.
No,
whatever
you are.
Maharaj can give in Hindi, Maharaj. If you have prepared yourself in Hindi.
No, it doesn't matter. I can. Switch.
Maharaj, whatever makes you comfortable, you can give Maharaj. Actually, English fellows also know Hindi.
Okay. So we'll read from Canto 4th, Chapter 25th, Text number 27th of Bhagavatam this morning. Ka ete anupatha eta Ekadasha Mahabhataha Eta va lalanaha subhru Koyam tehi purasaraha Ka ete anupatha eta Ekadasha mahabhataha Eta va lalanaha subhru Subhru Koyam Tehi Purasaraha mothers. बची हुई सारी माताएं साथ में लीड कीजिए. All these anupathaha followers, e te hu, te your ekadasha 11 mahabhataha, very powerful bodyguards, etaha all of these, va also lalanaha woman, Subhru, O beautiful eyed one. Kaha, who? I am this. Te, your. Ahi, the snake. Puraha, in front. Saraha, going. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear lotus-eyed, who are these 11 strong bodyguards with you? And who are those 10 specific servants? Who are those women following the 10 servants? And who is the snake that is preceding you? The 10 strong servants of the mind are the 5 working senses and the 5 knowledge gathering senses. We are looking at the purport. Okay, there's one word. It's new to me. It will help me. All these 10 senses work under the edges. That was already. Of the mind. The mind and the 10 senses combine to become 11 strong bodyguards. The hundreds of women under the jurisdiction of the senses are addressed here as lalanaha. The mind works under the intelligence. And under the mind are the 10 senses. And under the 10 senses are innumerable desires to be fulfilled. All these, however, depend on the vital life force, which is here represented by the snake. As long as the vital force, life force is there, the mind works, and under the mind the senses work, and the senses give rise to many material desires. Actually, the living entity known as Puranjan is embarrassed by so much paraphernalia. All this paraphernalia simply constitutes different sources of anxiety. But one who is surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who leaves all business to him is freed from such anxieties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises a person who has taken to the materialistic way of life, which is never permanent but always temporary, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and leave aside all his so-called responsibilities in order to get free from all anxieties. Kayete anupatha eta ekadasha mahabhataha etava lalanaha subhru koyam tehi purasaraha. My dear lotus-eyed, who are those 11 strong bodyguards with you? And who are those 10 specific servants? Who are those women following the 10 servants, and who is the snake that is preceding you? Hari Hari. Say Gaur Hari. Don't just say Hari Hari, but say
Hari.
So this is the characteristics of King Puranjan is the chapter title. And this chapter and many more chapters to follow, these are all talks and teachings of Srila Narad Muni Ki. Jai Narada is a very expert preacher. And talking to King Prachina Barishat. And he's while talking, he's giving the whole history, isn't it? The whole history, itihasaha, of this person called Puranjan, beginning with his the characteristics and the whole history, and this happened to him and that happened to him, and then Puranjan becomes human and like that. So while Narad Muni was talking to Prachina Barishat, but it apparently he probably had heard and understood that he's talking about someone called Puranjan. But he did not realize, Prachina Barishat did not realize that Narad Muni is talking about him, you, Prachina Barishat. I'm talking about you. And as we hear this whole episode or this dialogue, well, we hear and read, and we may not also realize it is, he's talking about you, he's talking about us, all of us. Very expert preacher. He's addressing everybody, in fact. Although only Prachina Barishat is sitting in front of him. But his address, his talk, his teachings are for every single person in the world, at least in this material world. So this Puranjan, who is Puranjan? Jan means person. And Puranjan, person who stays in Pur or Puri. Navadvare Pure Gehe. Remember? Krishna said that. We all reside in Puri called, Puri which has Navadvare Pure Gehe. We stay in a Puri. All the jhan people reside in Puri, which is this Deha, this body. And hence, we all, who are we? We are Puranjan. And this is a story and a history of Puranjan. That meant this is a history and story and characteristic of who? All of us. Well, for some time, Puranjan is Puranjan, and later on he becomes Puranjani. Right? Puranjani. Like Shiv, Shivani, Bhav, Bhavani, and Brahman, Brahmani. Same person is, for some time he is called Puranjan, and then Puranjan becomes woman, and then he becomes Puranjani. Not much difference. He is Puranjan. And here we are hearing from Narad Muni how he acts, how he responds when he is in contact with someone called Puranjani, contact with the woman. Then immediately, as we heard yesterday, Katvam Kanjala Palakshi. This is how the dialogue begins. Who are you? And then person always ends up saying, oh, beautiful one. Bringing attention to maybe even her beautiful earrings, or beautiful eyes, or beautiful sari, or beautiful this, beautiful that. He may be talking of different items, but he wants to praise, glorify, oh, who are you, and you are such and such, and Kashya Asihi. Whom do you belong? Whose daughter are you? Kutaha, where have you come from? And I also have come from somewhere. And Chikarshasi, looks like you are looking for someone. And you should understand you have found someone. Don't look beyond me now. So this is the kind of language he talks, and there's something more in today's verse that Puranjan has said. Again, Subruhu, you with your eyebrows are beautiful. And you are this, and you are that. So this is how the Puranjan always talks as he come in contact with woman. Yeah, Puranjan is, well, he is in Puri, in this body. A body in this world. And he is bound and conditioned. And he has no choice. He is made to act in this way or that way. Prakratehe kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. But he thinks ahankara. That? Karta aham iti manyate. And he ends up saying, I am the doer, I am the speaker, I am. And he doesn't realize that he is made to act or talk or whatever he does. All prakritihi kriyamanani gunai. Gunai karmani. Three gunas, three more material natures are handling him, and he's just a dancing dog, a puppet in the hands of these three gunas. But he ends up thinking, karta aham iti manyate. So this kind of talk that we hear, or address that we hear from Puranjan, this is a common talk. Since the beginning of creation, all the living entities, all the way up to today and all the way into the future, all the Puranjans, all the conditioned soul, they would act like this. They would talk like this also. Well, when I looked, yesterday's verse I heard, and then today's verse, I was reminded, and I quickly looked at the talk of the demons. Because we have just now come from Kumbh Mela Ki. So there also, where is that one? That, yeah. And a very, very similar, those asuras, when Mohini Murthy was right in front of them, they said the same thing, Katvam. And Kanjara Palakshi Kasya, all these terms and words, those asuras also uttered, including these Chikarsha. See, looks like you are looking for someone to give this nectar to, and we are here. Aham Purvam, Aham Purvam. We should be getting first, we should be getting first. So this talk, I also noticed, or that in the fifth canto, Agnidra and Purva Chitti, there's a dialogue. Apsara has come all the way from heaven, and she's dangling herself, her body, in front of Agnidra. And guess what? What Agnidra had to say? Same thing. Katvam, who are you? Are you looking for someone? Here I go. So this talk goes on over again and again and again. Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai. So this is how we are conditioned, we are bound, and we are compelled to speak or act or respond. I mean, a woman otherwise is described also in the Shastras as abala, abala. Not much bal, weak. They don't have a strong muscles or the power. They're not, otherwise they don't look very powerful. But their presence is very powerful. Hard to resist the temptations, and you end up, who are you and how are you? And so some power coming from them overwhelms the opposite party, right in the front. So this is, is that a power of that woman? Appears so. But we have to understand this is the power of Maya. And who's Maya? Who's Maya? It's Krishna's Maya. Mama Maya. Duratyaya. It is my Maya. It was, if somebody's, your Maya, you're not so strong. Then your Maya is also not very strong. But if it is Krishna's Maya, then Krishna is all powerful. Hence, his Maya is also very, very powerful. Well, he makes the woman medium of that Maya. But that is Krishna's Maya. Bala, balam me pashamaya ya. Lord Kapil Dev talking to his mother. My dear mother, balam pashya, balam me pashamaya ya. Jesse, 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 balam, the strength of my Maya. And then he talks more. Stri Maya Jaino Udisha. Well, in the form of Maya here. Personification of Lord's Maya, a woman represents. This is God's arrangement. Ya karoti pada krantan bhru vijrambhena kevalam. He had just glorified subhru. Oh, your eyebrows are. Okay, they are beautiful also, but they are not only beautiful. They do something more than exhibit the beauty. They exhibit the strength of Maya. As someone, Kapil Dev said, someone has just now returned from Jaino Disham. Some emperor, Digvijayi, he has conquered all 10 directions, this direction, that direction, defeated all the enemies, and now he has returned to the palace. And then as he is now face to face with the queen or other women, then as those women Bhru vijrambhena kevalam, as they move their eyebrows, what happens? Padakrantan. They all go for the feet. of that woman. Then you lick the feet. She makes them fall flat at her feet. So Jesse, balam pashyame mayaya. Someone just conquered all the 10 directions and he has come back to his capital, to his palace now, and see now who is defeating him. He's a conqueror of the world, but he has been defeated by Bhru Vijrambhina Kevalam Balam Pashyame Mayaya. So this is Lord's Maya. Hari Hari. Gauranga. So be aware. Savdhan. Prabhupada is talking, yes. Yeah, take shelter of Krishna. Mama maya duratyaya mama evaye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. Well, what happened to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur? What happened? One such maya also had come. Because Haridas Thakur Tvam Katvam and Subhru and your eyes are like this and your sari is like that. That talk wasn't there. So this is glorifying Maya, right? It's a glorification of Maya. You are glorifying Maya. And by doing so, you come under more tight grip of the Maya. Srila Haridas Thakur Namashriya kari jatane tumi takah apana kaje. He had taken shelter, surrender unto the Lord in the form of His holy name. And then, see the outcome. He just kept chanting and chanting and chanting, and all powerful Maya was just next to him all night long. Not affected. Zero influence of that Maya. And on the contrary, we know after it did not work out the first day, first night, second night, third night, and Maya surrendered. Maya was influenced. And Maya took to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yeah, so who are you and who are Anupataha, your followers? Jnana Indriyas, five karma Indriyas, and Manaha Shashtani Indriyani, the mind is the sixth one, plus five, so 11 of those, they are following you. And Lalanaha, yeah, all the sense gratification is following that or around the senses. and the mind, but no intelligence, or not the right kind of intelligence. So then it goes on. Intelligence plays vital role in turning around the whole situation. And that intelligence, well, the function of yesterday, there was talk of intelligence was being discussed and described, and so the function of the intelligence is what? Power of discrimination. Good from bad, right from wrong. But most of the discrimination that goes on in the realm of, well, mundane life and the world is, yes, it's within the realm of matter. Again, maybe this is a good woman, but this is a better woman. It's a power of discrimination. You end up with a woman, but you think this one is better, more beautiful, more this, more that. It is the same thing. It's a matter, it's a maya. Trying to discriminate which maya is better, maya. Which maya is better, maya. Ultimately, it's all maya, but which maya is better, maya? Ehi mand, ehi bhalo, ehi mand, ehi sab bhram. This is all illusion. On the mundane platform, to think this is good, this is bad, both are bad. Is a Brahm. This is illusion. As Prabhupada, stool. Prabhupada said, stool. Okay, this one is a wet one. Fresh one. And this is a dried one. Because it's lying around for some time or some days. So which stool is better? Dry or wet? So the intelligence, so-called intelligent people in this world, they try to discriminate. Which stool is better? Which maya is better? Well, they may even consider, and come to conclusion, nishaya, nishkarsh. The heaven is better than hell, is also power of discrimination, right? Heaven is better, hell is go to hell. It's a bad one. But ultimately they are both bad. Hari Hari. Thank you. Well, I was reminded of Tukaram Maharaj, who stayed not far from our temple here. I mean, that time there was no temple, but this in Dehu. So one time, Shivaji Maharaj, he really wanted to Tukaram Maharaj to accept gifts. So he had sent some ministers and messengers with lots of jewelry and this and that, and so many valuables. There's a talk of What is more important, values or valuables? What is more important, values or valuables? Values. So Tukaram Maharaj was known for his values. He did not care for the valuables. So when lots of jewelry and this and that was delivered, when he was not at home, when he returned home, he said, no, return this. We have nothing to do with it. We don't need this. He kind of snatched, took those things away from his wife and children. But Shivaji Maharaj was thinking, there must be some ways I could get these gifts across to Tukaram Maharaj. So he was thinking ways and means, and his ministers were also advising. And they decided, it's a good idea, let's do this. Tukaram Maharaj does go every morning for bath to Indrayani River. So they knew where he normally takes bath. So they decided to leave a lot of golden ornaments and ornaments there. And then they were sure that maybe he doesn't want others to know that he accepts gifts. And he's just making this show. No, I don't return this. I'm not interested. But when there's no one around, and during the early morning, the dusk, when everything is not very clearly visible, no one would see him, what he's doing, for sure he will accept this gift or ornaments, golden ornaments. So they had left that on the steps of Ghat where he normally took bath. So Tukaram Maharaj arrived. Panduranga. Vithala. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari. So for sure, he noticed the golden effulgence. And you know what he did? He decided to take bath at another ghat. That morning. And when people asked, Tukoba, what happened? You're taking bath here today, not on your regular ghat? Tukaram Maharaj said, I think someone has passed stool. On that ghat. So this is a different kind of intelligence. And different kind of power of discrimination here. So people will remain Puranjan forever if they have intelligence, mundane intelligence. So what happens to mundane intelligence is dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangaste jubajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammohat స్మృతి విభ్రమః స్మృతిభ్రంశాత్ బుద్ధినాశో బుద్ధినాశాత్ వినశ్యతి. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ హోల్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ ఈవెంట్స్ ఆర్ యాక్ట్స్ ఆర్ దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ దిస్ కాజ్ అండ్ ఇఫెక్ట్ కాజ్ అండ్ ఇఫెక్ట్. సో యూఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ కాట్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాజ్ అండ్ ఇఫెక్ట్ బికాజ్ యూ the whole thing started with dhyayato vishayan pumsam. Oh, this talk of those pumsam objects of senses. Oh, who are those ten senses? Who are those lalanaha, the objects of senses? Prabhupada is describing the purport. One is surrounded by all this. So to get out of this mess, we need intelligence. We need a driver. We need a captain. Srila Prabhupada ki, we have chosen you as our captain. And we are already in the boat. Even that decision, intelligent decision, has to be made. Really. I mean, when I was a little boy, my mother also, I used to go with my mother to the temple. And when we were there in front of the deity, Siddheshwar and Hanuman and different. And she used to ask me also, fold your hands, I used to do. Please pray. What? Prayer? This is the buddhi do. Bhagwan, Mujhe buddhi do, God, give me intelligence. Pray like this, he used to prompt me, and I used to repeat, buddhi do. So finally, when God did give me buddhi, intelligence, and when I did go to Radha Ras Bihari temple, to join Radha Ras Bihari temple in Juhu, mother was not happy. Oh, this kind of intelligence he has given you. Anyway, she was my poor mother. She was, so that you become better engineer, some intelligent like that. One day you would come back riding on a motorbike. But finally, Srila Prabhupada gave me the intelligence and gave me instructions, asked me to do padyatra. And while doing padyatra, one day I returned to my village riding on a bullock cart. So the intelligence that we talk about in this world is different, or the goal is different. What intelligently, what you want to do and achieve, all those. So it's all mostly the mundane affairs. You could only go up and down and round and round. Up and down and round and round. with your intelligence, because you're intelligent. But this is the kind of intelligence that we should be blessed with is the spiritual intelligence. This intelligence is a product of three modes of material nature. There was a discussion yesterday. The mode of goodness. From mode of goodness comes the mind, and from the passion comes intelligence. And why one is intelligence is supposed to be superior, but why is their superiority is not there, because they think that mode of goodness is inferior than mode of, and mode of passion is inferior than mode of goodness. Isn't mode of ignorance more powerful? Three gunas you are talking, and when you are in mode of ignorance, you are bound by three ropes. In passion, you are bound only by two ropes, and in goodness, you are bound by one rope only. So, which one is stronger? Superior, stronger. In this sense, it is the mode of passion is stronger than goodness, materially speaking. But then there's also a whole rivalry that goes on in one's life. Goodness takes over and pushes other two modes down. And then after a while, the passion comes on the scene, pushing the other two down. And ignorance takes over, and hey, you goodness, get out. And passion. One person is predominantly in mode of goodness sometimes, for some time, passionate for ignorant. So this is all business of intelligence governed by passion, and there's a power of discrimination. But one ends up thinking materially good versus bad. But we need intelligence to transcend this influence of the three modes of material nature. That's yet another kind of intelligence. It's not a mundane intelligence, or that intelligence doesn't have origin in passion. Passion also divides. Power of discrimination. Passion divides. Passion divides. So intelligently we divide and rule, or we divide. We do come to wrong conclusions using our mundane intelligence. We do not exactly understand what is favorable and what is unfavorable. And all this favorable and unfavorable, within the realm of matter only, favorable, unfavorable. But to transcend this, to go beyond, above, we need another kind of intelligence, and that is Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti de. So those, one begins so of course it says satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Then Lord rewards them with intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam. Who is this Dadhami? Aham Dadhami. Aham. Who is Aham? Aham. Krishna Dadhami Buddhi Yogam. I give intelligence. And that intelligence has nothing to do with matter or three modes of material nature. It's a transcendental intelligence out of this world. Intelligence meant to get us also out of this world. Tadami buddhi yogam tam ena mam upayanti te. So that person, that intelligent person now, upayanti, they will go closer to me, come closer to me, come back to me. I give the intelligence. As we come in contact with the Lord, well, first we come in contact with the devotees of the Lord. And Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangh, then they give us intelligence. They give us Sadhu Sangh. They give us devotional service. Bhajana Kriya comes from Sadhu Sangh, Sadhus give. And as we remain busy with Bhajana Kriya, Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadhaitukam. And as one remains busy, engaged in devotional service of the Lord, is further ongoing. At every moment he is rewarded with Jnanam, the knowledge. Spiritual knowledge, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya, that knowledge. Jnanam and Vairagyam. And immediately, instantly there's a detachment. Simultaneously. Bhakti gives rise to Jnan, gives rise to detachment. It's not one after the other, it's simultaneously, instantly this happens. And one prepares to go back to Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki. We wind up our business here in this existence using that spiritual intelligence, and we do not remain anymore. You're no more Puranjan or Puranjani, but you become Mahajan. You become Bhurijan. You become Vishnujan. So one time he was Puranjan, now he's Vishnujan, he's in Vishnu Loka. Hari Hari. So like that, still Narada Muni is giving very intelligently. He's making this presentation, story, history of this someone called Puranjan, but that someone is, that's all of us in this world are Puranjans. And ultimately he wants us to get out of this puri, this body, and go to Vaikuntha. And there's a Prabhupada that's talked. Then becoming free from anxiety. Puranjan is embarrassed and whatnot is happening to this Puranjan. So much stress and strain because he's a Puranjan. If you want to remain Puranjan, stress and strain, be prepared. No matter so-called being smart in this world and smart cities and smart, this will not work. This will never ever work. But if you really want to be smart, then what did you say? Kushal, kushala? But that's just late. No. Help. Jay, kush, say. Huh? Say bada chatur, right. Jai Krishna Bhakta Sai Bada Chatur. Jai Krishna Bhakta Sai Bada Chatur. One who becomes Krishna Bhakta, he is real smart person. Smart fellow is that smart fellow who has become Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta ki?
Yes.
And Krishna Bhakti ki?
Yes.
And Bhagavan ki?
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yes.
Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Your Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Maharaj gave such a, we call such classes as 5-star class. Maharaj spoke about Mohini Murthy, Purvachitti, and Paranjan's, that woman, intelligence. So beautifully, he gave us sections of Srimad Bhagavatam to show us how the same thing, Katvam, keeps repeating everywhere. And he compared with Haridas Thakur, who was indefeatable because of taking shelter of the holy name. And Maharaj throws in his lecture certain words which we cannot forget. He asked the question, values or valuables? And after saying that, then he showed with a couple of examples that values are the real thing and valuables are never attractive to the genuine devotees. So he gave the example of Tukaram considering the gold to be stool. And Maharaj himself was not attracted or fascinated by the modern day material education, making the students travel in shining, automobiles or like the bikes. Rather, Maharaj was attracted to the true Vedic culture of riding in a bullock cart and returning to village. So it was so soothing to hear his personal example. And also Maharaj very beautifully distinguished between material intelligence and spiritual intelligence. He showed material intelligence makes us, we go up and down, round and round. So we cannot forget it. He gives such very punching statements to take home. And then he said, but with spiritual intelligence, by being busy in bhakti, we get dadami buddhi yogam tam, we get janeti ashu vairagyam. So he said that we get vairagya from all that is glitter and glamour of this world, and we get the buddhi to return back to Krishna. And he gave a very climax, icing on the cake, declaring to all of us, don't be a Puranjan, be a Mahajan, be a Bhurijan, be a Vishnujan, and concluded the class with how Bhakta and Bhakti and Bhagavan, one who takes to this is the real intelligent person. So it was such a beautiful class it was. I heard Maharaj speak to our students in Surya Shibir once on the Buddhi and Man and Indriya. Very deep class it was, almost 1.5 hours. So Maharaj not only melts the hearts of all the devotees with singing of his holy name, he also is spreading our hearts with such a beautiful philosophical presentation. Let us thank Maharaj with loud Hari Bol. Parampuja Lokanath Swami Maharaj ki.